You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends, the number one source for travel news, reviews, and in-depth travel journalism. Broadcasting live from Florida's Suncoast on WTMY Sunday Travel Radio. Don't forget you can listen to us online 24/7 at ttrn.com. And now, here's our host, the travel guy, Roy Lowy.
Thank you, Greg. You're listening to Talking Travel on WTMY 1280 Sunday Travel Radio. Tune in every Sunday from 3 p.m. till 9 p.m. right here on WTMY. My guests today are Karen Rangel, Ryan LaFata, and Bob Fisher. In our continuing series of Destination Florida City by City, today we will spotlight Lido Beach, which is literally in our own backyard. Joining us today by phone is Karen Rangel with the Lido Beach Resort. Karen, welcome to Talking Travel.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure, Karen. We are doing a regular series, and as we announced earlier, it's called Destination Florida, City by City, and Vacations in Your Own Backyard. And, of course, today we're featuring Lido Beach and the Lido Beach Resort. So let's chat about Lido Beach Resort.
Well, wonderful. Thank you. You're familiar with the resort, of course, Roy. You've been here before.
I have indeed, and love it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you're talking about these vacations in your own backyards, or what a lot of people are calling staycations. We've certainly seen an increase in staycation kind of business. We have a lot of local families, even right here in Sarasota, that are just staying with us for a weekend as opposed to hopping on an airplane or driving all the way across the state. We've got a lot of people that are taking advantage of good rates this time of year and beautiful weather.
Yeah, the weather certainly has been great. First of all, maybe for those that are listening outside of Sarasota, give them a little bit of geographic location, if you will.
Absolutely. Sarasota has three barrier islands off of the mainland. We are on the middle of those three barrier islands called Lido Key. Lido Key is a beautiful little island. We're just over the John Ringling Bridge. So on one side of us is Sarasota Bay, and on the other side is the beautiful Gulf of Mexico. Our property is located about three blocks from St. Armand Circle. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Sarasota, St. Armand Circle is sort of the Rodeo Drive of the Sarasota area. There's about 114 very upscale shops and restaurants on St. Armand's. It's very quaint. It's a great place to people watch. And it's just in this beautiful park-like setting. So it's within easy walking distance of the resort. And then we also have a complimentary shuttle service. If people don't want to walk it, they can be shuttled to and from. Lido Beach Resort itself, we've got 223 rooms here on property. We have two different buildings. Our main building is the original hotel that existed here 35 years ago when we first built. And then 4 years ago, we built our brand new South Tower, which is what we consider our premium room packages. All of the rooms here on property are suites, so they're either an efficiency suite or they're a full one-bedroom or two-bedroom suite. They all have a full refrigerator, microwave oven, dual stovetop dishwasher, and every room has either a partial view of the Gulf of Mexico. Most of the rooms have a direct view of the Gulf of Mexico. So it's a pretty special place. We're kind of nestled right here in paradise.
Yeah, right on the beach indeed. Mm-hmm. With a lovely pool and tiki bar, I might add.
Two outdoor pools, and something that's sort of unique to this property that a lot of people have grown to appreciate. We have a family pool as well as an adults-only pool. The adults-only pool is surrounded by three outdoor jacuzzis, and you have to be at least 18 years old to be in the adult pool, so it's very relaxing. And then on the opposite side of the resort is our very large family pool. Both pools overlook the Gulf of Mexico, but the idea is that if you're traveling without children or with children, there's something here for both of those types of travelers. You can either relax or you can splash and splash all you want. It's up to you what you're looking for. And we also have 60 yards of private beach here as well. So,
exactly.
Sarasota is obviously very well known for our beautiful beaches and that sugar white sand. We've got a gorgeous, gorgeous beach right out here in front of us, and literally we see the dolphins go by every single day. We have dolphins, so it really is just a...
And for those traveling with their laptops, you have complimentary high-speed internet.
We have complimentary high-speed wireless throughout the entire resort now. We just went through about a $20,000 upgrade to increase our broadband width and to make the wireless that much faster. And I feel like that's the ultimate mixing of business with pleasure when you can sit out and watch the sunset on your laptop. That's a pretty special way to get work done, I think.
How far does that reach? Can you get it at the pool or on the beach?
You can get it on the pool deck, and on a good day, you can get it while you're sitting on the beach, actually, if you dare take your laptop into the sand, but on a good day, you can get it out there as well.
How cool is that, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, tell us about the fitness center, because we have quite a large fitness center.
Yeah, we do. We have a complimentary fitness center on our ninth floor that's available to all of our guests. We have also a full-time concierge here on property. We have a business center, and we also have three changing rooms on property for guests if they arrive early and the room's not ready yet, or if they are departing late and had to check out. We have three rooms on property that are basically a guest room without a bed inside, so you can go in and change and utilize the rooms and have full access to all of the features of the resort. One really neat thing about this property is we offer a lot of complimentary services that I think a lot of travelers over the years, including myself, we've become very frustrated with incurring additional charges, such as parking fees, resort fees,
right,
internet fees. Here we have complimentary self-parking in our seven-story parking garage. That full-service concierge is here to serve you. We don't charge maid gratuities. We don't charge resort fees.
No valet.
It's nice to come here, and when you book that room, you know what you're paying for.
Yeah, it's kind of laid back premium. You know, it's a great spot. Let's just chat a bit about a meeting space.
Sure. Property has over 6,000 square feet of meeting space, all of which is located in our new South Tower. So again, we are the youngest property here on Lido Key, and that means that our meeting space is the newest and also most state of the art. Our property, or the rooms that we feature, are all located on the eighth floor, so they're all contiguous and they run right together, which is very convenient when you have a conference going on. Our largest bays can accommodate about 250 people classroom style, or 300 people in banquets. Our premium meeting room that everybody falls in love with, especially our brides, is called the Sunset Terrace, which has floor-to-ceiling glass windows and 16 skylights and directly overlooks the Gulf of Mexico.
It's an amazing, really spectacular room. Amazing view, actually.
It is. A panoramic doesn't even begin to describe it. It's really
good. Right. Funny enough, it's probably the best view in the hotel. I've often thought, from the bar area isn't quite as good as that room.
Yeah, it's something unique. And when you walk up to that window and you realize how high up you are, you feel like you're floating on air. And then, of course, also up on the eighth floor, we have our Lido Beach Grill, which is our main dining room. We serve breakfast and dinner in the Lido Beach Grill, and that room has floor-to-ceiling glass windows which overlook the city of Sarasota,
right. The
skyline, and the bay, and that view is, I'll tell you, it's equally spectacular. And for those people who are from Sarasota, we don't always get to see how beautiful our city skyline is, but from that vista, you really see just what a beautiful city this is.
You're absolutely right. It's really a super view.
Yeah.
That restaurant is fairly new, right? It was Christopher's before.
We rebranded it. It was formerly called Christopher's. Again,
right.
It's all fairly new because it was only 4 years that it's been here and was formerly known as Christopher's. The Chris in Christopher's was our former director of food and beverage. He's a great guy, still a friend of the hotel, but he's an entrepreneur, so he has moved on and I believe is now making beef jerky, which is sort of unique. But he's moved on, and so we felt the need to kind of freshen up the restaurants, bring in a new chef with some really creative ideas on the menu, and change some of the decor out, and really just breathe a new life into that restaurant. So we renamed it the Lido Beach Grill. We had a wonderful grand reopening party and really introduced it to the public and to the press. And I'll tell you, the food is great. The view is special. And what's always clearly abundant in this property is the guest service. And I really don't I know that I'm biased, but I mean it when I say I just don't think that you find service in other properties and in other restaurants that you find here at the Lido Beach Resort. It's really special, the type of employee atmosphere that we've created here.
And I don't think you're being that biased, because I've been there on a number of occasions, and I tend to agree with you. The service is great. The feeling is good and relaxed, and it's a very, very comfortable property.
Well, it shows in our guests' feedback. TripAdvisor, which, if you're not familiar, it's a website where real travelers can write online reviews of where they've stayed. And Lido Beach Resort is consistently ranked number one in Sarasota for guest service. And that's out of about 49 different properties and restaurants. And we just get sparkling reviews. And you hear it from our guests. They say the same thing. It's just a unique place. Here they don't just say goodbye. They give hugs. It's really,
I don't know if I... Well, I've got one of those from you, maybe.
Yeah.
But I can't.
I've always said these guests, they're not coming back just for the beach. They come back to see Laura Abbott, who is our bartender at our Tiki Bar. They come back to see Tim Hunter, our assistant general manager. I mean, they really formed relationships over the years that go beyond just the normal... guest/employee relationship. They've really formed friendships and bonds with these people, and it's something unique to be part of. I've been in this industry for about 21 years now, and it's the first time I've ever experienced this level of camaraderie between the staff and the guests that stay with us.
Right, and I think a lot of that carries over. The Lido Beach Resort is part of the Ocean Properties group.
Yes.
And they're a laid-back group, and with a lot of properties, and I think that feeling just passes on down to everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. We're owned and operated by a company called Ocean Properties Limited, or our acronym is OPL Hotels, and it's four brothers and their dad who own about 34 properties here in Florida and about 142 properties throughout the United States and Canada. So they've done very well for themselves. But when these guys walk in the door, they're as laid back as anybody you would ever want to meet. They never forget a name. They're always friendly. They usually have a really good joke to tell. And it's just a real pleasure working for them. And you're absolutely right, Roy. I think that just sort of that bleeds over into the people that they hire and the atmosphere that they create and the lifestyle, really. It's not a corporate culture. It's really about a lifestyle that they promote through all of their properties.
I agree. Karen, if I may, the toll-free number for reservations is 800-441-2113. And the website, if I may, is LidoBeachResort.com. And the only reason I did that is because sometimes people don't remember what the reservation number is, because one never gets to call it. In any event, Karen, thank you very much for joining us. Karen Rangel from Lido Beach Resort.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Roy.
Pleasure. Bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-338-4300.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-338-4300. That's 1-800-338-4300.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll-free.
Call 800-338-4300. That's 1-800-338-4300. Call 800-338-4300.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, severe arthritis, joint pain, or fibromyalgia? Living every day in pain can make you depressed, fatigued, and moody. You can even be losing sleep. Well, I can help you stop the pain today with a free sample of Pain Free. Pain Free is a revolutionary new safe and effective cream that uses the natural power of glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate. Simply rub Pain Free on the skin and your body will naturally melt away the pain fast. Get your free supply of Pain Free now and see if Pain Free is right for you. Only pay shipping and handling.
Just call Pain Free toll free at 1-877-283-3445. That's 1-877-283-3445.
Pain Free is trusted by professional athletes for quick pain relief. So free yourself from depression, fatigue, and chronic pain for only the cost of shipping and handling.
Just call Pain Free toll free at 1-877-283-3445. That's 1-877-283-3445.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free.
Call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. This is a limited-time offer. Call 1-800-210-0311 now.
This is Roy Lowy, and you're listening to Talking Travel on WTMY Sunday Travel Radio. Rediscovering America, our continuing series of places to visit close to home. Hampton Bay, Virginia is our featured destination today. I'm pleased to have with us Ryan LaFada, Media Relations Manager of the Hampton Bay CVB. Welcome, Ryan, to Talking Travel.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing terrific. How about you?
I'm doing great right here, right now. Weather's awesome.
Well, Hampton Bay, lots of history, lots of current-day happenings. Let's start, for our audience, if you will, Ryan, for a geographical location for those who may not be familiar with Hampton Bay.
Okay. Well, Hampton is located directly in the center of the Hampton Roads metropolitan area. So we're right between Colonial Williamsburg and Virginia Beach in coastal Virginia.
And, you know, I keep referring to it as Hampton Bay, maybe because we live in the Tampa Bay area, but it's really Hampton, isn't it?
It is Hampton, but we are located right on the Chesapeake Bay.
So right, exactly.
Bay, I see where you're going with that, and that's absolutely fine. But it is Hampton, and we're in Hampton Roads metropolitan area.
Now, there is some great history, and there are some wonderful things that are happening at the moment. Let's just kind of update us a little bit on some events that are going to take place here over the forthcoming months.
Okay. Well, coming up, actually, this weekend we have an event called Phoebus Days. Phoebus Days is a town that's located in Hampton, which is kind of a 50s throwback. There's a parade. It really has a sense of community, a pie-eating contest, a window-decorating contest. So really a throwback to the days of old. Not to mention, in November we have a couple of festivals coming up. One is actually a convention. It's called NikoCon, and that's a big anime convention where people wear some of the crazy costumes, the Japanese animation, and it's really a huge event. We have people coming from up and down the East Coast and as far away from California that come to that. And we also have a children's festival that's coming up on November 8th, and that's at Bluebird Gap Farm, and that's really strictly for smaller children and their families. So that's a couple things we have coming up in the fall months. And of course, December is a big event month for us, and then the summer is just absolutely enormous with events. It seems like every week.
Now, let's just, if we can, chat about some of the amenities in and around Hampton. For example, the Virginia Air and Space Center is there.
Okay. You want to just give you a little information about the Air and Space Center?
Yes, if you would.
Okay, sure. Air and Space Center is probably our largest indoor attraction. It was built in 1990, and right now they actually have a brand-new Space Quest Exploring the Moon, Mars, and Beyond gallery. This gallery is opening in three phases, so the final phase of this will be done in November. But really what it is, it's an introduction to Mars. So they have a Mars transport module where you can get into it, it closes up, and it really takes you on a three-minute simulation of what space travel would be like to Mars, an eight-month trip in 3 minutes. And then once you get out, you you enter Mars, and you actually see a Mars transporter, you know, some of the other exhibits that they have in there as well. As you're walking on the floor, it feels kind of rubbery like Mars surface. So that's pretty interesting. It's brand new, and that's a compliment to a gallery that opened up called Adventures in Flight that opened up in November of 2003, and that really focuses on commercial and civil aviation. We have a full-size Boeing aircraft and a flight simulator and a flying lab simulator as well. So over 100 hands-on exhibits in the museum itself.
In fact,
it's
we have
the Visitor Center for NASA Langley.
In fact, we have on YouTube a little video clip of that that simulator, I believe, which was really quite fun. There's something that's really cool, I think, that's relatively new, I believe, and that's this iPod walking tours. Can tell us about that?
Sure. We actually got together, and through talking this year, we're coming up with some ideas, and we really thought that the wave of the future, obviously, is iPods and MP3s, but we wanted a smaller city like ourselves. We wanted to kind of be on the cutting edge and be one of the first of these smaller cities to introduce an iPod walking tour. Now, we developed five. Right now, we have the downtown Hampton available, and that's available through iTunes. It's also available on our Visit Hampton website, but we're developing five, and the other four are actually the Virginia Air and Space Center, Hampton University Campus,
right.
Phoebus, Fort Monroe, and the Veterans Affairs Medical Center, and what we call a neighborhoods tour, which is Victoria Boulevard, Little England, and Old Wythe, where you would go and do the walking tour and find out who lived in these homes and what they really mean to American history. So we're really excited. Like I said, they're all going to be available through iTunes and through Visit Hampton website. And if you come into the Visitor Center, there's no charge if you get it that way. Now, if you come into the Visitor Center and you actually rent an iPod from us, there is a $10 fee. But otherwise, it's absolutely free, and it's just something that we want to give back, especially to our business conventioneers that are coming in town, and just give something else back. And so we decided that we would keep it as low as possible, low cost as possible, and it's just a great it's a great thing for Hampton, really.
Now, and just clarify one thing: iPod, but it also works with any MP3 player.
See, it's available through iTunes now.
Okay, so you download it. I got you.
Very same question. So at this point, I believe it is only available for an Apple iPod, which you can get through the Visitor Center.
Right.
Now,
okay.
I think that's going to change, and we'll be developing it where it will be available for Zoom and some of the other players as well.
Right. So it's Mike here in the studio just mentioned it's probably a podcast.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. So, I think that's really great because something you walk around town and you look at buildings and you look at places, and even though there may be some short description on the historic sign, it's difficult unless you have a tour guide with you to get some of those details. And that, I think that's a really cool tool. Let's talk a little bit about downtown Hampton, because it's such a lovely place, and lovely restaurants. Take us a little stroll through town, if you will, Ryan.
Okay. Well, downtown Hampton, we're actually going to be 400 years old here in 2010, so we're looking forward to our birthday. But it's really a small town feel right there on the Hampton River on the Chesapeake Bay. So we're surrounded by the water. It's very navigable on foot, especially a lot of foot traffic in downtown. Very slow during the week. There's some antique shops downtown that you can shop in, as well as plenty of restaurants down there. Virginia Air and Space Center is located there. The Cousteau Society U.S. headquarters is located there. We do have a hotel property and a couple more coming on. So really, it's kind of a small town feel on the water. We have a lot of boater traffic, a lot of transient boaters who come in who actually dock and then walk around the town. So it's not a crazy hustle and bustle, but it really is just a charming southern community and very easy to get around on foot.
And a great carousel in the middle of it all.
Absolutely, that's right.
I mean, how could there be hustle and bustle in a town that has a carousel in the middle of it, which is right.
Yeah, that's probably a big attraction for us, a 1920s carousel, and it's all hand-carved, and they actually just did some modifications or renovations on it, so it's up to speed, and we're making sure that it doesn't suffer any damage, really, with the weather. So it's really, went ahead and redid everything as far as the structure that it's housed in, and so we're going to preserve it for another 100 years.
Now, you have a festival coming up here. Well, I mean, it must be happening because it's going on through the 11th, right? Phoebus Days.
Phoebus Days, yes.
That's happening right now, isn't it?
Actually, Phoebus Days will start on Saturday. What happened was the week before they had the pageant, and then this week will actually be the festival itself, which is the parade, the antiques, the arts and crafts, and the pie eating contest,
right?
As well as live music and food.
And the Little Miss Phoebus pageant.
That's true. We also have something really cool at the Phoebus Days, which is the second year. It's called the Peninsula Beer Festival.
Yeah, that's more my style.
That are available. And one of our big prides in Hampton would be our own microbrew, St. George Brewing Company, that brews right here in Hampton. And they're going to be out there showcasing some of their brews as well.
Right, and you do this off of Mellon Street.
That's correct.
Let's see. What have we? We've covered the downtown. We've covered a good part of the. We've touched on the history and the fort. In the next moment or two, just kind of give us a little feeling of what you would highlight to someone that you're inviting down to Hampton, if you will.
Okay, I would definitely highlight. The Virginia Air and Space Center, which we've already talked about, that is definitely a gem, as well as the Cousteau Society. That's actually the U.S. headquarters for the Cousteau organization, which contains photography, models of the Alcyon and Calypso, as well as some underwater artifacts and things from other explorations. The carousel, exactly the Hampton Carousel from the 1920s, would be something I would highlight, as well as the oldest African-American museum in the United States. Is located in Hampton on the campus of Hampton University.
And very impressive indeed.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate that. We are very proud of it. It has over 1,200 cultural artifacts, not only African artifacts, but it's Pacific Island, Asian as well, and of course American Indians who were from the plains that were brought here. We were actually the first school to accept Native Americans.
Ryan, I want to thank you. For those that are interested in getting more information, can go to HamptonCVB.com, and it's all right there for you. And I'd like to thank you once again for joining us, Ryan.
Not a problem. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye for now.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-338-4300.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-338-4300. That's 1-800-338-4300.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-338-4300. That's 1-800-338-4300. Call 800-338-4300.
Hi, this is now Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, and I'd like to talk to you about another exclusive group that I belong to that has changed my life. I'm talking about the thousands of guys who, just like me, have decided to take control of their hair loss and regrow their hair permanently with the pros at Medical Hair Restoration. The best thing about this club is that you see the rewards every day. Having my hair back has made me look and feel younger than I have in years. And that's the ultimate vote of confidence.
If you are balding or thinning, Medical Hair Restoration, the nation's leader in microsurgical hair transplantation, wants to send you a free DVD package explaining just how easy and painless their hair replacement procedure is. Call 800-410-3147. That's 800-410-3147. Take control of your hair loss and get this free information package sent to you with tons of before and after pictures and testimonials. There's no cost or obligation, so call now, 800-410-3147.
Hey folks, Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night Discovery Vacation, and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-465-1712. 1-800-465-1712. Toll free. 1-800-465-1712.
My next guest is Mr. Bob Fisher. Bob is the publisher of an organization called Travelosophy. Welcome to Talking Travel.
Hey, Roy. Nice to talk to you again.
I've gone through your website. I've listened to some of your interviews, and it all goes back, I think, to your philosophy on travel. And that is in-depth information. And you certainly do cover that in Travelosophy. First of all, give us a little idea how you got started and how the concept came together.
Well, the concept came together simply because I was getting really annoyed with the kind of travel journalism that I was seeing, which was, in my opinion, pretty shallow, pretty superficial. And, you know, if I got to do an article, it'd be 3,000 words and a couple of pictures, and that's it. And I just didn't think that was fair to the destination or the people in the destination. I didn't think it did them any kind of service. So, you know, we tried to come up with a concept, and we knew that the Internet was the whole new way that things were going, and virtual communities, essentially, that's what we wanted to create. And I think that's what we have done, is created a virtual community like Talking Travel, like Facebook, YouTube. You know, we've created an electronic space that people can get together and actually share their perceptions of things, and but information, you know, and travelers especially can really find out firsthand from the source, and not through second or third hand. So that's what we've really tried to do.
And how is it working?
Well, it's working very well. If when I look at where people come into from all over the world, and I know, you know, you get the same kind of thing, that I get emails out of the blue, more or less, from Malaysia, you name it. But I also get really interesting stuff from people. For example, this week I just finished doing Travelosophy Talks with a woman who who, with her husband, runs a public relations firm, and they have three major clients, but she's in the Philippines. Her clients are, one of them's in the Philippines, the other two are in Britain. She does the whole thing, the whole community, and she does an amazing job. And you'll get to hear that one on our site probably sometime next week. But it's Talking Travel, it's grassroots, it's real people talking to other real people about real things. And information that is not filtered, and I think that's what I'm trying to say, it's not filtered, it's the real stuff.
So we're back to giving them the inside scoop and giving it to them straight and correct right from the source.
Yeah, and sometimes that when I write stories, when I do stories too, Roy, sometimes it's a problem for me because, for example, I did a major story recently on Egypt because we were in Cairo. Well, because it's my own medium, Travelocity, I can basically say, I can tell it the way I saw it.
Right.
And, you know, Egypt, Cairo, fantastic destination, but there are issues there. There are huge issues. And if I can, I'll just tell you an example. You may remember a piece I did on Hiroshima.
Yes.
And that was, it was very interesting because there was an editor of a major airline magazine that will not be mentioned at the moment. He was really, really interested in the piece. He really liked it. He thought it was really good. But he said, I can't do it. I can't run it because we fly to Japan. And anything that has anything to do with war, any mention, you know, is just kind of verboten. Well, okay, fine. That's fine with me. Don't publish it. But the point is, my piece on Hiroshima and the peace part in Hiroshima was extremely anti-war. Quite frankly, that's what the whole point, the whole point of the peace part is. And what that taught me was that a lot of media filters information and adjusts information. Do you remember when we were in Jordan, for example, and people saying, you and I, you know, we were with a bunch of other people in Jordan, people saying, what are you going there for? You know,
yeah.
It's dangerous, it's the Middle East, et cetera.
Right.
And yet, as we found out, Jordan, and this is how they promote themselves, Jordan was the peace in the middle of the East. Sure, it's in a rough neighborhood,
yeah,
but fantastic destination. And people sometimes won't go there. They won't go to Egypt. They won't go to, you know, they won't go to Florida sometimes. And yet Florida is one of the most content-rich, one of the most culturally rich places in North America.
Now, when you say they won't go to Florida, for what reasons?
Well, they have a fixed notion. They think, well, Florida, you know, a bunch of old people, you know, retirees, et cetera, nothing to do. You know, you line up for the 5 o'clock buffet, da 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 da. Not true.
Absolutely. And
what
you've...
they don't understand is, for example, St. Augustine, you know, the oldest city on the North American continent, and incredible history. Central Florida, Polk County. Amazing art resources. Daytona Beach, they think Daytona Beach, you know, just speed race cars, et cetera, et cetera. And it is, and that's true. However, one of the best arts destinations in Florida I've ever seen, Sarasota. You know, Sarasota is an incredibly diverse community, and it has a lot to offer in terms of theater.
And the trip, you made down to Lee County and went over to Sanibel and then Captiva.
You know, ecotourism, which is huge, and people, you know, especially the 45-plus people, you know, ecotourism is where they're at philosophically, ethically, et cetera. Well, let me tell you, Lee County, Fort Myers, Sanibel, Captiva, et cetera, you've been there, you know this. Great ecotourism.
Well, the other thing, you just mentioned something that I just picked up on. You mentioned 45 plus. That's an interesting number, and I'll give you one example. You know, we always talk about the nifty 50s and all of that sort of thing. But the 45-plus number seems to be popping up more and more in research and things that I do. For example, I don't know if you're aware of this, but on YouTube they have some tools that you can go to get demographics from of where the people are coming from that are going to your videos or slideshows or whatever it is you have up there. And I noticed that on maybe 10,000 visits, I don't know what you call viewings or whatever one calls it on YouTube. In fact, you brought up Jordan. When I looked at 10 or 11,000 visits to the Gladiators, of all things, when we went to see the Gladiators, when I looked at those demographics, they were people in their 40s.
Yep.
And up. Now, you don't think somebody 45 or maybe 50, 55 is even going to YouTube, but that isn't the case. I recently was doing something on YouTube for someone, and I captured one about a particular destination in Ireland, interestingly enough, and they had 199,000 people that viewed that within a six-month period of time. But again, getting back to my point, when you looked at the demographics, it was that 45 number that keeps coming up.
Yeah, and I mean, it's demographics. It's late baby boomers. It's people who are technically savvy, but also people that have figured out that they now have choices, and they are now able to go online and find
exactly
whatever they want.
They're computer literate.
Right. And you know, it's interesting. I used to write for a magazine up here in Canada, and it was called 50 Plus.
Right.
And it was the magazine of the Canadian Association of Retired Persons, which is our equivalent of ARP in the States. It has completely revamped the magazine, and it's now called Zoomers, and it's 45 Plus. Right there on the masthead, right there on the cover, it says Zoomers 45 Plus.
Interesting.
So they have adjusted
yep
the demographic, as they should.
Right.
And if I can, I want to mention another demographic, which are the 30-somethings, because we now see this phenomenon of young professionals on Wall Street, banking business, or whatever, that are burning out. Young lawyers, you know, they're burning out. They're starting to say, wait a minute, you know, there's got to be something else here. And so the 30-somethings are also taking a break from Wall Street or whatever, and traveling to Jordan and traveling. But they're doing it initially virtually. And you know, people talk about virtual communities and they think, well, they don't exist. But virtual communities actually are real communities using technology, exactly as you and I are doing right now.
Bob, we'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is now Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, and I'd like to talk to you about another exclusive group that I belong to that has changed my life. I'm talking about the thousands of guys who, just like me, have decided to take control of their hair loss and regrow their hair permanently with the pros at Medical Hair Restoration. The best thing about this club is that you see the rewards every day. Having my hair back has made me look and feel younger than I have in years. And that's the ultimate vote of confidence.
If you are balding or thinning, Medical Hair Restoration, the nation's leader in microsurgical hair transplantation, wants to send you a free DVD package explaining just how easy and painless their hair replacement procedure is. Call 800-410-3147. That's 800-410-3147. Take control of your hair loss and get this free information package sent to you with tons of before and after pictures and testimonials. There's no cost or obligation, so call now, 800-410-3147.
Hey folks, Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number, because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night discovery vacation, and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations, including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-465-1712. 1-800-465-1712. Toll free. 1-800-465-1712.
Are you watching your blood sugar levels and how much it changes after meals? Get some help from Enhancelin, the natural dietary supplement that, when taken before meals, reduces the amount of sugar getting into your body. Enhancelin customers say it best.
Enhancelin does balance out my blood sugar.
With Enhancelin, I can smile again.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back, so call 1-800-997-5717. For a limited time, receive a free 30-day supply of Enhancelin with your order. Call 1-800-997-5717.
This is Roy Lowy, and you're listening to Talking Travel on WTMY Sunday Travel Radio.
Bob, why don't we go to one of the issues that you've covered, or one of the articles that you've done, and I'm looking at three of them here, and one is that's always interested me is retirement, long-term stays in Costa Rica, and then, of course, it was Bonnie Neely's adventure in China. Would you like to elaborate on one of those?
Yeah. Let me talk about David McGuire, because this is a guy, antiques dealer. He's kind of like you, Roy. He's done everything. He's been an actor. He's been a real estate agent. He's done absolutely everything. An antiques dealer, whatever. He is now, he's retired from Canada in Costa Rica, and he's real estate agent there. They're building a development, etc. This was a really interesting dialogue I had with David, because I didn't pull any punches. I asked him all the hard questions, like, you know, how can you encourage people to retire to a Latin American country? What about health care? What about all these types of things? Well, if you listen to the dialogue we had, you'll hear that he answers it very well. And, of course, Costa Rica is, well, it's the number one ecotourism country in Latin America. But, again, somewhat like Jordan, you know, it's because it's in a certain area, people make assumptions. And it has become probably one of the most popular retirement and long-term stays, because it's a stable economy. The president of the country is a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Well, that kind of tells you a little bit about it. But David points out, too, that, you know, when people retire, whether, you know, if they retire from Canada to Florida, which is not quite as easy as it used to be because of health care costs and that sort of thing, there are risks that you're taking. However, again, through virtual communities, listening to a guy like David McGuire, you get the real stuff, and he tells it as it is. Again, it's not being filtered. The Bonnie Neely, our friend Bonnie Neely, you know, that who's on your show. Again, Bonnie and Bill, and, you know, these are our contemporaries. They went off to China on their own, and it's pre-Olympics, too. But they made a key decision, and you can hear Bonnie talking about this. The key decision was they made all their arrangements through a tour company in China, not in the United States. And they saved a bundle of money, and it was the perfect tour. And you can hear Bonnie tell all about this. And they had a private guide, they had a private driver, the food was great, no problem with any of the fears that people have. And this is the great thing, and this is what we try and do in Travelosophy, is put people in touch, especially, you know, put the travelers in touch with the travel suppliers and get a dialogue going.
Well, now, it's interesting that you should bring up Bunny and Bill going to a local ground operator or receptive tour operator in China to organize all that, because, yes, I think you can in many cases, as long as you do your research. The danger there can be, of course, if you don't know who you're dealing with, you can get, you know, you can certainly get into a bind.
Yeah.
But if you do your research and they've been around long enough, certainly to know how to do that, then you're pretty protected. But yes, there are those things, and you're right. Getting that sort of word out to the public is very valuable, because if you know how to search the web and find the best deals for air. You can save some money then,
right,
rather than just taking the normal.
You know, Travel Advisor, for example, which is a site I go to. Diane and I are off to Slovenia next week. This is for a congress, and then following that, we're taking the train to Venice and Rome. Well, okay, we made our bookings for our hotels. We researched our hotels, Venice and Rome, but we always... When we found a hotel that looked good in the location we wanted it and the amenities we wanted and all that sort of thing, we always backed it up by going to TripAdvisor and reading, you know, real travelers' reviews of that hotel. Now, that, and this is what the demographic you were talking about, the 45-plus people, that, you know, these people are very media savvy. They know how the world works. They know how economies work, et cetera. And this is what Bonnie and Bill did as well. And if I can just mention, Diane and I also did this in Cairo in January. We booked our local tours through a local company in Cairo. But we had a dialogue back and forth by email,
right.
And I was able to ask specific questions, and they were very good, and they were we had a private driver, we had a private guide, we got into areas of Cairo that you would never see if you were on the typical escorted tour.
Well, I've just returned from Cairo as well not too long ago, and where did you stay, by the way, in Cairo?
Well, We were at a congress, so we were at we were actually at both Hiltons, and I forget the first one. I forget which Hilton it was, but then we ended up at the famous Nile Hilton.
Right.
But every day, our driver and our private guide, and the private guides are licensed, and you can check all that out. They would pick us up and, you know, nice car. And the other really good thing about it was we were never hassled by anybody anywhere in Cairo, because we were with two locals.
Right. Yeah, that's very important. I got out to some very remote places, and actually went out to the border whereby it was just you could take a ferry across to Jordan. And interestingly enough, the regional manager that we met with the Marriott chain, I believe, had just taken on the GM job at a new property that was going up in this area, which I found kind of interesting. As we know in this industry, it's a big industry, but it's small in those terms. You just never know where somebody else is going to, that you've met somewhere, is going to turn up. You're absolutely right. One needs to do that kind of research, but do it right. And it sounds like it certainly worked for you.
Well, and I think there's a certain amount of yes, you're taking a risk, but it's all about calculated risks. And it's the same thing with booking online. If you do your homework well, And it's a skill that develops. The more you use it, the more you use Expedia or some of the other booking agents, the better you get at figuring it out.
Right, and the other thing is that after you've done all this and we've had these conversations with Johnny Jett and all of the others that go through this routine all on a regular basis and report on them, is that after you've searched all of that, it's always good to either go to the airline or to the property itself and see what the rate is.
Absolutely.
And you can even gain in many cases, with exchange rates. Now, in some instances, it works against you in terms of the euro, for example, when it was up to 160 or 150, you would lose, and sometimes you could buy it here in dollars at a lesser cost.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to go through the conversion. But
can I just give another little tip that what we do, and I'll give the examples of the hotel in Venice and the hotel in Rome that we're going to. It was really a three-stage process. We found the hotel on the internet, and I looked at, and I went into their booking engine, et cetera, and so I knew exactly what the prices were going to be at, on all that. I went to TripAdvisor, looked at what other people said about that. However, and here's the important thing, I sent a personal email to the reservations department, because they always give the email address, asking, this is what we want. We want such and such a room, such and such. And then I simply did a comparison of what were the results through their booking engine online, but what did they actually come back to me with in an email. And if they didn't come back with an email, I wrote them off.
All right.
But in most cases, too, that sometimes I get a slightly better deal if I do a direct email to the hotel.
And then what percentage would you say actually responded? Is it because in some of these places, most of them speak English, but it could very well be if you were looking for a boutique place somewhere in some foreign land that it would be, they might not be able to even respond, you know.
I would say they all responded. They all responded. But the question was how they responded.
Right.
And again, this is the virtual community thing. For example, this is a wonderful Art Deco hotel. It's quite frankly, it's going to be a travel story for me when I get there. It's a beautiful hotel in Venice, and it's completely Art Deco. Well, they responded personally and told me a bit about the hotel. They just didn't block and copy the stuff into the email either. But they came back and they said, thank you for choosing us. Well, immediately we had a relationship. We had a rapport going here. And this is what the internet can do. This is what Facebook can do. This is what Travelocity, the Talking Travel, can do. You can create rapport between individuals who have never met.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say we're running out of time here, and we've got to close it up. But you mentioned Venice. You might want to glance through John Burns' book, City of Falling Angels.
Loved it.
And
he was on your show.
Yeah, exactly. And gave a very good insight to Venice. It was
fantastic book.
It was really great.
Yeah, fantastic book.
Bob Fisher, he's the do you call yourself the publisher? I'm not really sure.
I don't do Windows. but I'm the editor and chief journalist. How about that?
Travelosophy.
Right.
And give us the website, if you will, before we sign off.
Okay. It's www, and then you've got to join the word travel and philosophy. So travelosophy.ca. C-A as in Canada, A.
Bob, always a pleasure. Enjoy your trip. And we look forward to maybe getting a report on it when you get back.
Will do.
Bob Fisher, Travelosophy. And for all you savvy travelers out there listening, you may want to tune in on Sundays from 3 p.m. till 9 for WTMY's all-new Sunday Travel Radio. From 3 to 5, Pierre Wolf will host America's Travel and Dining Guide. Then from 5 to 6, yours truly, Roy Lowy, will host Talking Travel. Then 6 to 9, Travel with Stephanie Abrams. We'll offer you a six-hour mix of everything that relates to travel, from travel journalists reporting from around the world, what's hot, what's not, single travel, single parents with kids, the best online travel sites. Our consumer advocates will even be on the job to resolve issues that you may have, and we'll cover it right here on WTMY. So if you want the latest travel info, we'll be here from 3 to 9 on Sundays, and hope you will join us right here on WTMY 1280. You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy, and I'm your travel guy.